Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Friday Breakfast Show, brought to you by the Pirates Rugby. My name is Hugh, and this is your 15-minute mini-podcast capturing all the news and results in the world of rugby union in between the recordings of the main podcast, as well as Ender's vital rugby TV guide to set you up for the weekend's action ahead. Don't forget to check out our YouTube channel, which is growing all the time. You can find exclusive videos there, which you won't find anywhere else. Right, jumping straight into the midweek rugby, lots to tell you about today. We're going to start on Thursday night with the first of the Big Three. The Big Three is our new feature. You can find it on our TikTok or over on our YouTube channel under Shorts, where we tell you three fixtures that you cannot afford to miss this weekend. And the first of those was the huge Welsh Premiership clash between Newport and Llandovery, the top two level on points going into this game. It was played in Newport, Newport being the entertainers of the league, Llandovery looking like the unstoppable force, one defeat all season. And, well, it all went a bit pear-shaped for the reigning champions. It ended 24 points to 6. It was challenging conditions, I think we'll say, in Newport. And Llandovery looked like they were going to walk away with it at one point there. Scrum was very much on top. They were marching Newport back at a rate of knots, and they engineered one opportunity excellently very early on, which would have been a walk-in. But unfortunately, the ball went down to the ground. That was it, and they never looked like scoring a try again. Newport scored a tap and go in the first half to put themselves in the lead, and it was a lead they'd never relinquished, got another breakaway try in the second half, and then a driving maul to seal it off at the end. So Newport are now top of the league. Llandovery will be smarting from that one. I'm sure this won't be the last time these two play each other. They'll see each other in the playoffs at the end of the season, no doubt. In the Pro Day 2, Mont de Marsan and Brive drew 22 points each. It was an 81st minute try and conversion from Brive to ensure honours even. Of course, then it went to golden point. Oh, no, wait. No, it didn't, because the French are grown-ups. Right, moving on to Friday morning rugby. If you don't want to know the results of Friday morning rugby because you haven't watched it yet, look away now. Crusaders beat Chiefs. Crusaders have won a game. Six games into the season, they have defeated the Chiefs. The Chiefs are supposed to be the title contenders. They're supposed to be the shoe-ins with Crusaders falling away this season. But no, the Crusaders have beat them 37 points to 26. The Crusaders led at half-time. The Chiefs threatened to come back in the second half until Johnny McNichol, Scarlet's legend, Johnny McNichol, intercepted in his own half and went under the sticks. Absolutely fantastic. He was absolutely delighted. You could tell from the replays. He was smiling for the last 30 metres of his run-in. Couldn't believe it. And yeah, huge result in Super Rugby. Crusaders, are they back? Is this the start of a title charge? It remains to be seen. In Super Rugby Aupiki, which is the women's competition in New Zealand, Matutu beat Hurricanes this morning. And then in Super W, which is the Australian and Fijian version of the women's Super Rugby, the Waratahs beat the Rebels this morning. On to some other news from all around the world. So two players are close to a return in the top 14. They are Roman Untermak, who we love, and Joshua Tuivasa-Sava, who we also love, for Toulouse and Racing 92, respectively. One player who's not going to be coming back, and I'm absolutely gutted about this one personally, is Joe Roberts, the Scarlets and Wales outside centre. He's out for the season after needing surgery on his knee. Yeah, absolutely devastated. I've got no idea he's going to be playing 13 for Wales in the summer now. Wait and see. Referee Mathieu Reynal will referee his last ever test match this July. It will be his 50th match, I believe, and he has decided that's enough for him. Fair play to him, has gotten to the top in world of refereeing, and he's decided to bow out on his own terms. I'm sure he's got a lovely job offer lined up for afterwards. Don't know what that is yet, but good luck to him. More retirements, this time in the world of players. VP Nell The Scotland and Edinburgh prop has retired from rugby. He played his last game down against the Stormers in Cape Town at the weekend, and he's decided that that will do it for him. So what a legend of Scottish rugby, fantastic career, and congratulations and best of luck for what comes next. Same too to Danny Kerr. The England scrum half has finally retired after a 16-year-long international career. My goodness. He has posted a lengthy statement on Twitter for everyone to go and read, but he will be playing for the Barbarians this summer against Fiji, as will Ben Youngs, which is a bit awkward. Danny Kerr must be thinking, I can't get shot of this guy. Anyway, moving on. Madosh Tambwe is leaving UBB. He is rumoured to be going to Montpellier. Montpellier also rumoured to be signing Mako Vunipola after they already signed Billy Vunipola. We're going to be, at some point, doing a video about Montpellier because there's a lot to talk about. So keep your eyes peeled for that. Toulon have also made some signings. They have signed Lewis Ludlam and Kyle Sinclair from Northampton and Bristol's respectively. Ludlam, I can see being a success. Kyle Sinclair is a slightly strange one. I think, you know, the absolute shark's tank that is Toulon at the moment, I don't think they're going to take kindly to Kyle Sinclair, to be honest. I hope it's a success, but I just, that one seems like it's all going to end in tears to me. Lewis Rhys-Zamit, more Lewis Rhys-Zamit update. He is signed for the Kansas City Chiefs, who are the Super Bowl champions, let's not forget, on the summer training contract worth around £700,000. Like we said last week, this move to America is already paying off. Now, we know, and I've been reliably informed by our American contacts, that this isn't such a big deal. The training summer squads for these NFL teams are absolutely massive. But fair play, Zamo. Like I said last week, this has already worked out for you. And I hope that it does continue to be a success. Speaking of wages, it has been confirmed that Owen Farrell will be on €800,000 for Racing 92, which is about £630,000. So, yes, that's a lot of money. It's not like, I think that's less than what Finn Russell is on at Bath, but maybe it wasn't the super duper mega bucks that we all thought it was going to be. It's just slightly big mega bucks. Anyway, moving on. More on money in a minute. Nico Matawalu, the former Fijian international, is now the head coach of Caerphilly in Wales. So he was an assistant coach at Pontypridd, who play in the Welsh Premiership. He has now dropped down a level or two to be the head coach of Caerphilly. That's interesting. He obviously likes his time in Wales and he's been given a job. Best of luck to him. I'm sure he's got loads of good stories to tell all the players on nights out. And I'm sure he'll be an excellent coach as well. And performance director Matson, his name is Tabo, I can't read my own handwriting, so apologies. But the performance director of Harlequins has left by mutual consent. Don't know where he's going to pop up, we'll wait and see. Maybe some rumours linking Mike Katz with that now vacant role as he's leaving Ireland, but more on that as we get it. And then finally, as promised, the last bits on money today. So lots of clubs have been announcing their books for the last year. Now, it's year ending June last year, so it's not like as of the end of last week, but they're only announcing it now some 9 months after the fact. But it's not good reading for a lot of clubs. So the Scarlets, my team, have lost £3 million last season. Ospreys lost £2 million, Saracens lost £5 million, and they already, according to one source, owe £12.5 million to their new owners, who took over from Nigel Ray, after just two seasons, £12.5 million, and they lost £5 million. Rugby is still very clearly a money pit. It is still very clearly not a sustainable business, and we have, you know, the context of in England, they're raising the salary cap from 5 million to 6.4 million next season. And that's with the TV deal, we understand, of the English Premiership, the value of that dropping and it only being for two seasons now. So rugby seemingly not learning its lessons. The director of the Scarlets came out, Simon Mudrack, and was talking about COVID impact and things. And yes, yeah, of course it's an impact, but it's the same for everybody. And, you know, it's a little while ago now. But, you know, I'm sure that there are ways and means in which it affects everybody that we don't know about. keep your eyes peeled to the Pirate Rugby, where we might be doing a piece about money in rugby coming up soon. Not anytime soon, but it'll be work in progress, so keep an eye out. Anyway, that's all from me. I'm going to hand you over to my friend and colleague, Ender, for the TV guide now. Before I do, I just want to remind you to follow us on Twitter so you never miss a piece of content we drop. We're creeping up on 500 followers. And if you subscribe to our Substack, you'll get all of our content emailed straight to your inbox. Links for both will be in the Linktree link in the description box below. I hope everybody enjoys the weekend of rugby. Don't forget to check out our new video content, The Big Three, over on TikTok and YouTube Shorts. And we'll see you soon. Cheers.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Right, folks, let's run through the rugby action of the weekend. By the time this pod is released, there will have been two Super Rugby Pacific games played between the Crusaders and the Chiefs and the Waratahs and the Rebels. But probably the game of the weekend kicks off at 7:35 as Leinster hosts the Bulls in the URC. There is coverage on Viaplay Sports and Premier Sports, and there's also free-to-air coverage in Ireland on TG Cahir. At the same time, Dragons play Zebra. And there's free-to-air coverage in the UK on BBC Two Wales, and there's also coverage on Viaplay Sports, Premier Sports, and of course URC TV, which shows all games in Ireland only. And then at 7:45, we've got two Premiership games kicking off as Newcastle host Leicester and Northampton host Saracens. Both of those games are available on TNT Sports. However, do note that the Newcastle game is only available on the red button or on the Discovery Plus app if you're in the UK. In Ireland, your only option is the red button. Moving to Saturday, there is Major League Rugby action at 12:30 between Dallas Jackals and Sabercats. All of the Major League Rugby games can be streamed for free on the Rugby Network. Then from 1:05, we've got four Super Rugby Pacific games being shown on Sky Sports Action. First up, we've got Fiji and Drua v Force, then we've got Moana Pacifica v Blues at 3:35, followed by Highlanders v Hurricanes at 6:05, and finally, we've got Reds v Brumbies at 8:35. Moving to the afternoon, Sharks host Edinburgh at 1 p.m. in the URC. It's live on Viaplay Sports and only available on URC TV in Ireland. Benetton play Connacht at the same time on Viaplay Sports 2. Premier Sports 2, and there is free-to-air coverage on TG Cahir. Moving to 2 p.m, we've got the first of the weekend's Top 14 action that's been broadcast. So we've got Montpellier v Stade Francais. It's only available on the Viaplay app in the UK, no coverage in the Republic of Ireland. Then we've got the Women's Six Nations kicking off at 2:15 as Scotland play France. There is free-to-air coverage in the UK on BBC One Scotland, and there's also coverage on the RT player in the Republic of Ireland. Then at 3 o'clock, we've got Gloucester v Bristol in the Premiership. It's only available on Premiership Rugby TV. Then at 3:05, we've got Ospreys v Lions on S4C, Viaplay Sports, Premier Sports and URC TV. And then at the same time at 3:05, we've Harlequins playing Bath in the Premiership. It's live on TNT Sports 1. Then at 4 p.m, we've got another Top 14 game between Racing 92 and Claremont. The game is being shown on linear TV in the UK on Viaplay Sports 2. There's no coverage in Ireland. Then at 4:45, we've got the second of the weekend's Women's Six Nations action as England host Wales. It's live on BBC 2 and on Virgin Media 2. At 5:15, we've got Stormers v Ulster. It's live on Viaplay Sports and Premier Sports. And then at 7:35, Munster host Cardiff. There is free-to-air coverage in the UK on S4C. There's also coverage on Viaplay Sports 1. And in Ireland, it's live on Premier Sports plus free-to-air on RTE 2. And then at the same time, we've got the last of the weekend's URC action between Scarlets and Glasgow. It's live on Viaplay Sports 2 and URC TV only in Ireland. Moving to 8:05 on Saturday, we've got more top 14 action as Toulouse host Pau. It's available on the Viaplay app and unavailable in the Republic of Ireland. Then to round off your Saturday evening, there are two games kicking off at 10 o'clock in Major League Rugby as Chicago hosts Seattle and Anthem host Old Glory. Moving to Sunday, four games. First up, we've got Sale v Exeter in the Premiership. At 3 o'clock, there's free-to-air coverage in the UK on ITV1, and there's also coverage on TNT Sports 1. Kicking off at the same time, we've got the last of the weekend Six Nations action as Ireland women host Italy women. And that game has been shown on BBC Two Northern Ireland, BBC Red Button, and RTE2. Then we've got Sunday Night Rugby as Bayonne host Toulon in the top 14. There is linear coverage in both Ireland and England on Viaplay Sports 2, Premier Sports 2 as well. And finally, we've got Major League Rugby action between Miami Sharks and San Diego Legion kicking off at 11 p.m. Enjoy the weekend, folks. Sports Social Podcast Network.